dear friends. On the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary, celebrated in our Catholic Church on the 8th of September, Queen Elizabeth II passed away. She was known as a person of strong moral values and enduring faith. Immediately after her death, her son Charles has begun his reign as King of the United Kingdom and of the 14 other Commonwealth countries, including Australia. Queen Elizabeth was loved around the world by a few generations of people, especially in England. Charles, however, wasn't accepted by everyone. 46% of Britons wanted him to abdicate immediately after becoming a king. Moreover, many people argued that royalties should be abandoned as they are not relevant anymore. On the other hand, others said royal families were still necessary in our modern world. Regardless of the different opinions on this matter, Jesus' kingship will never be questioned. It is eternal. Today's solemnity reminds us that Christ is the eternal King of the universe. At the same time, he is the King of every baptized person. Moreover, St. Paul wrote that we became a royal people because God has taken us out of the power of darkness and created a place for us in the kingdom of the Son that he loves. And in him, we gain our freedom, the forgiveness of our sins. Of course, his kingdom is completely different from all the earthly kingdoms. God's kingdom is about righteousness and peace, and joy brought by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is a unique kind of king because he loved us so much that he offered his life that we might live forever. I have never heard about an earthly king who was able to die on the cross for his people. Strangely enough, the cross became Christ's throne. We have to share the good news of his redemptive love to all the peoples of the world, starting with our families. If there are people around us who feel unworthy of Jesus because of poor decisions they have made, we need to tell them that there is hope for them because they are still loved. In today's Gospel, we read what Jesus said to the repentant criminal who was hanging on the cross next to him. "I promise you, today you will be with me in paradise." It is never too late to come back to the Lord. It is always my great joy spending a prayerful time with people who convert just before departing from this world. God's mercy and love cannot be measured. Brothers and sisters, let us ponder this paradox that even though Jesus is the King of the universe and God's beloved Son, he endured great humiliation on earth. We read in St. Mark's Gospel, "The Son of Man himself did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." We are called to imitate his sacrificial kingship, no matter how much we may be humiliated by others. Let us have the courage to serve Jesus and his church with humble hearts, so that one day we will be welcomed to his heavenly kingdom.